الحمد لله رب العالمين، الذي أحسن كل شيء خلقه، وبدأ خلق الإنسان من طين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما، وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما. اللهم ولا تجعل فينا ولا من بيننا شقيا ولا محروما. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يحرم هذه الجباه الراكعة الساجدة عن النار. Ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to save these foreheads that prostrate in salah, in ruku and sujood away from the fire. We ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to make this gathering a gathering that we be rewarded forgiveness when we disperse from this majlis. Ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to benefit us from knowledge and the knowledge that we get to help us benefit others with it. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يزدنا علما. We continue inshallah where we stopped last time inshallah about it is what obligatory upon the Muslim to verify all he hears. So can you repeat it?
This section is about it is obligatory upon the Muslim to verify all he hears.
قال المؤلف رحمه الله.
The author said,
فانظر رحمك الله.
So look, may Allah have mercy on you.
كل من سمعت كلامه من أهل زمانك خاصة فلا تعجلن.
At everyone whose speech you hear, especially among your contemporaries.
ولا تدخلن في شيء منه حتى تسأل وتنظر.
Do not be in haste. Do not act upon any to it until you have asked and considered.
هل تكلم فيه أحد من أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ورضي الله عنهم؟
Did any of the companions of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحانه وتعالى or one of the scholars speak about it?
فإن أصبت فيه أثراً عنهم فتمسك به.
If you find any narration concerning it from them, hold on to it.
ولا تجاوزه لشيء.
Do not leave it for anything.
ولا تختر عليه شيئاً فتسقط في النار.
Do not prefer anything to it lest you fall into the fire. Do not be in a haste with regard to what you hear from the people, especially towards the end of time. As there are many who speak, issue religious rulings, raise themselves to the status of having knowledge and possessing public audience, saying, especially this time when the media is modernized. And everyone now talks in the name of knowledge and religion so much so that even the people of misguidance and the strayed sects started talking in the name of religion on satellite television channels. The danger is very great. It is therefore obligatory upon you, O Muslim, and specifically the seeker of knowledge, to verify. Do not be hasty about whatever you hear. You must verify and know the person that said it and from where he brought such thought. Then what is his basis? Is his evidence from the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Then, when did the person of this thought learn? From whom did he acquire knowledge? These are issues that require verification, especially in this time. It is not every speaker that you should accept what he says, even if he is an eloquent and fluent speaker who articulates speech in a convincing way to the listening of the general public.
There are many speakers, and I mentioned this before, and I continue to mention. This masjid holds all types of people come in and speak, whether khatib or a lecturer, or in between time and time there is a class or something. Doesn't matter who is giving the speech, as long as when you hear, you have to hear carefully. And if you hear something that contradicts with something that you came up in the past, you should raise your hand and acquire explanation. It's not about, as he said, how eloquent they speak. So there are many names out there who are eloquent speakers, but they are not in the path, the straight path. You want to know names of them? We have to give names for you to know. The man for Sufi here, very famous, whose name?
Tariqa.
Huh?
The one Hamza.
Hamza Yusuf. How many of you love Hamza Yusuf? All of you, I'm sure you heard this name, Hamza Yusuf and others. There are deviations, but nobody realizes the deviations or not. Where the deviation came from? Because look at what he says, and when you look at the books of scholars who are more knowledgeable than him, you find yourself, hey, wait a minute, what's going on here? So it's not about how good speech, and he is also another one who is another supporter to him here, and they open a university.
Yeah, yeah.
What's his name? Yeah. Anybody knows his name? You know I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He opened a university here somewhere, and his name is on the tip of my tongue. But he's also known. He has opened a university and Islamic university and all the brothers. You owe it to yourself when you listen to people. فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. Yes, last week I mentioned something. And I mentioned something about the beads, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something after further reading. Even I want to take some opinion of the scholars, it's not a bid'ah. I'm okay with that. But one of the scholars said something that I find very beneficial. He said, even though it's not a bid'ah, if they want to consider that the beads are not a bid'ah, it is taking you away, preventing you from doing an act of sunnah that the Prophet ﷺ used to do. Did the Prophet ﷺ hold the beads in his hand, or he taught us how to do the tasbih in his hand? Which one? He taught us to do the tasbih. So by using the beads, okay, and using it, there's no problem. You're doing tasbih wa dhikrillah. It's very beautiful. But wouldn't you love that you want to stick to the way of the Prophet ﷺ, how he used to do tasbih? Right? So the love of the Prophet lead you to what? Love of the Prophet lead you to the love of Allah. Right? If you love Rasulullah, Rabbul Rasul yuhibbuk. The Rabb of the Rasul. Who is the Rabb of the Rasul? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will loves you. So hubbar Rasul qurba. Hubbar Rasul qurba. Get you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm sure if you ask the billion Muslim plus, man yuhibbu Rasulullah, you will not find someone hesitation to anyone to raise their hand and say that we love Rasulullah. Even the Khawarij, even Al-Mubtadi'een, even Al-Sufiyya, even Al, you name any sect, tell them hubbu Rasul, everybody claim the extreme love of the Prophet. But what is the problem? They mixed. So they ignored Al-Rasul, his sunnah, and they ignored Ashab al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they start putting with the love of the Prophet similar love to one of their main follower, almost in the same scale. Dangerous. لا يعلو ما حب الرسول أحد. You cannot share the love of the Prophet with anyone else. What did the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يا عمر, huh? How much you love me? قال يا رسول الله أحبك more than anyone else. قال حتى من نفسك, even from your own نفس. قال إلا هذه يا رسول الله. يا رسول الله, I think I find it very hard. I don't, you know, love you more than myself. قال لا يا عمر, your iman is not complete. عمر قال يا رسول الله, الله يحبك أكثر من نفسي. قال الآن يا عمر. Did عمر hesitate to say I love you more than myself? You know what does that mean when you love the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم more than yourself? You submit, right? So you are striving to follow the path of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. True or not? So deviation is not going to be likely, right? You'll be hungry. I want to know more. As Umar radiallahu anhu, other Sahaba, they will rotate. Now I have to go to work. You stay in Majlis al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will meet in Asr. I come back from my work, I come to you. That's what Umar told the other Sahabi. And I come to you and you tell me what you have witnessed, step, a word by word, everything, even when he sneezes. Allahu Akbar. When he coughed, I want to know. Who came, who asked, I want to know everything. He come to him and he give him the report. Then the man goes to work because they have to live, ya shiukh. They're not only there just to sit and listen because they what? They have obligations. They have wives and, you know, children and responsibility and making money and making a living. Not the living we're making now, but they need to make a living. So the one will leave and will come back to Umar, tell me what happened. So look at this much of love. They want to know everything, everything. Right? So the point, what we hear must be verified. Verified to what? To your own understanding or to the understanding that we get from the scholars. لا يعجبنا قول أحد. When someone says something, tafsir al-Quran, many mufassirun al-Quran, but who is the mufassir that you take from? Who is the mufassir? And what did the ulama said about his tafsir? For example, or you choose to read a book, who is the author of the book? What do you know about him? And what did the scholars say about this man? It's not about me, I knew what thing of him. Hamza Yusuf, I mentioned about, he has books. And we found it here in the masjid. Of course, it went ashes. Dust to dust. So, it doesn't have a place to us, brothers. Our deen is very simple. لا تظلمونا ولا تظلمون.
Do not be deceived by it until you see the extent of what he has of knowledge and understanding. Perhaps his speech may be little.
Are there talk upstairs? Lecturer or dunya talk? Can you grab me that microphone? They're measuring. This is, brother, we forget about sometimes we are in a masjid. I'm sorry, I have to mention this. Assalamu alaikum, sisters. If the talk upstairs about قال الله وقال رسوله, alhamdulillah. If the sitting upstairs and talking is about dunya, I would recommend you to sit outside in one of those areas, patios, and chit-chat as much as you want. في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع ويذكر فيها اسمه يسبح له فيها بالغدو والآصال. This is not a community center. This is a masjid. Sisters, you hear me, right? Alhamdulillah. I don't want to disturb them. I don't know what they have in mind. I don't know. The sisters, they all have their own programs. I don't want to disturb them. That's why I do it without mic. Yeah, you can hear me, right? All of you here?
Yeah.
As long as you hear me, that's fine. That's it.
Do not be deceived by it until you see the extent of what he has of knowledge and understanding. Perhaps his speech may be little, but he is a scholar. And his speech may be much, whereas he is an ignorant person who has nothing with him of understanding. Rather, he has magical speech to deceive people and pretends that he is an understanding scholar and thinker, or the like of that, just to deceive and make them deviate from the truth. What matters is not much speech and its eloquence. Rather, regard should only be given to what it contains of knowledge and proof. It is possible that a little educative speech would be much more beneficial than much speech of eloquence that you cannot derive except a little benefit from it. And this is the reality in our time, as the speech usually delivered is much and little knowledge is derived from it. Reciters are becoming many while scholars are becoming few. And fiqh, understanding knowledge, is not much speech or recitation or beautiful speech or good expression. A poet said, in presenting a speech in a nice way, there is always beautification to its false part, and the truth could be affected by ill expressions. You can say, this is the honey of the bee while praising it. Or you can say, if you wish, this is the vomit of wasps. If you wish to praise the honey, say, this is the honey of bee. And if you condemn it, say, this is vomit instead of honey. And say wasps instead of bee. So the eloquent speaker could turn the truth to appear as false, and falsehood to appear as true, due to his eloquence. So beware of this. Consequently, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam cautioned against the eloquent, whose tongue pervades with his speech, such as the cow does with its tongue. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam cautioned against this and said,
"Inna min al-bayani la sihra."
Indeed, some eloquence is magic, meaning it enthralls the audience.
You know, sometimes people will come and dispute in front of the Prophet ﷺ about a matter. So the Prophet ﷺ, before he give them the permission to speak, he will tell them, maybe one of you is a better speaker than the other, so I may be rule for him. Let him know that when I'm ruling, he is taken with him piece of Jahannam. So meaning that do not deceive me with your beautiful presentation. You know how the lawyers stand in front of the judges and they try to what do you call that? When you stand... No, like when you stand in front of the judge, what do you call that? Trial? When they stand in a trial in front of the judge, they prepare themselves a nice presentation, even though between them and themselves, they know this man is a crook. True or not?
Yes.
So why is subhanAllah? But they try to deceive the judge to rule to their advantage, right? But you can deceive this judge. But what about Qadi al-Qudah, the judge of all judges? Aina Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Where Allah? Right? We'll finish this. Where will you stop here? We'll finish this, inshallah. We'll stop here, inshallah.
He's saying, so look, may Allah have mercy on you, at everyone whose speech you hear, especially your contemporaries. Do not be in haste. This was during the time of the author. The author is almost regarded to have lived in the same era of Imam Ahmad, because he was one of the students of the students of Imam Ahmad. He is saying, do not be in haste to accept the speech of your contemporaries till you have verified it. What about our own era, the era of desires and ignorance, the era of the intermingling world, part of it mixing up with the other till it becomes a massive wave of tribulations, evils, and ideologies? The enemy nowadays wishes to turn the religion upside down. He wants us to be dependent on him and to impose his ideologies and policies on us. So we must verify this matter and keep off from so many matters. We must begin to learn the speech of Allah and that of his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and understand each of them in the religion of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala.
If anybody will say the Imam sent his son for a violent school, to the music school, the Imam, and you find a good majority of people, if the Imam did it, we should do it as well, because he did it. Is that a good
example?
Is that a good example?
No.
What did you get this year, Imam? What is your dalil? Right? Or you know, just giving examples. Or such and such. I went to visit him, and he had a nice grand piano in his home. You know, piano was like $15,000-$20,000. Yeah. So I go ahead and buy me myself a grand piano because he's such and such. I saw it in his home. Well, I tell you what, I can show you a better way for tijara, a trade. يا أيها الذين آمنوا هل أدلكم على تجارة تنجيكم من عذاب أليم. Do you need the best trade that will save you from an extreme punishment? تؤمنون بالله ورسوله. Believe in Allah and His Messenger. So if you believe in Allah and His Messenger, what will happen? You will spend your money for what pleases Allah سبحانه وتعالى. And following the sunnah of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I conclude with this, he was praying one of the salawat, and I think it's Asr. And after, as soon as he makes assalamu alaykum, stood up, wa taqatta al-muslimin. He usually sit down and make the dhikr. But immediately he left the musallim and he ran to his room. And he came back. فَتَعَجَّبَ الصَّحَابَةِ Sahaba, they kind of felt, you know, Ya Rasulullah, we saw you rushing after salah. He said, in the salah, I remembered I had few pieces of gold was given to me from sadaqat. I do not want it to leave it in my house and forget about it. So he immediately got this gold and he distributed. تؤمنون بالله ورسوله. See what it means? What we have? We have gold in our homes and money and trades and investments, and it's not even occupying, I mean, we're not concerned about it. To the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, few pieces of gold made him worry. And for us, we have all these tons of money in, you know, that we collect, and we not worry? You know, we should be worried. Because that money you have, you will be what? You will be asked about it. مِنْ أَيْنَ اكْتَسَبْتَهَا. How did you earn that money? وَفِيمَا أَنْفَقْتَهَا. And where did you spend it? Right? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who do things that please to Him. سبحانك الله وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك وللحديث بقية. We'll continue inshallah tomorrow. بارك الله فيكم.
We missed our reader here.